Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapist TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes. I am delighted to have this very beautiful soul, Catherine, joining me. Welcome, beautiful.
Hi, Christine. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited. You wrote a beautiful blog article for us for the Corporate Escapist. So I'm going to put the details so people can go and check it out below. I thought, you know what? This girl is talking my language. I need to get her on the show and have an amazing conversation. So before we dive in deep, because I can get carried away, I want you to introduce yourself to our beautiful audience and then we'll ask you some juicy questions.
Okay, sounds great. Oh my goodness, how do I do this in a succinct way? I am a business and visibility mentor for introverted, sensitive, just energy sensitive people in general. I'm Pisces, projector in the human design, INFJ, like literally all of the highly sensitive characteristics and birth traits you can possibly have. And when I started my business, I had spent nearly 10 years working in television and was just completely exhausted by that super extroverted energy and an industry, and just started a blog on a whim. And that led to discovering coaching and online business and all of the things. And as much as the idea of having a business and working from home and being on your own schedule, having quiet mornings and all of that is just so alluring for more introverted people, there's obviously a lot of visibility and putting yourself out there, trying to cut through the noise that comes from just having a business and needing to celebrate and share that with people. And so, yeah, that kind of evolved into what I really loved and enjoyed helping people with. My media and TV background just made me automatically an addict of anything to do with creating content online and how we can share our message in such a meaningful way with people. And so I kind of do a bit of all of that. I support mostly quiet, energy sensitive types to just create that meaningful content, connect with their people through that, and be able to just attract those dream clients without having to feel super salesy and just lost in all the noise online.
I love it. And I think, you know, like while I was reading, you know, what you were doing, I'm like, Lauren, there's such a big need of it because so many introverts want to have their own business, but it's that whole, oh my God, what am I going to do? That means I have to put myself online. I have to get out in camera and I actually have to go and meet people, you know, like all those hard things that can be done. So to have someone like you to come along and really help support them, I think it's actually taking that sort of fear. And I guess sometimes we just get deer in the headlights of where to go to next in the business as well.
For sure. It's such a difference between, you know, deciding that you want to create a service-based business or whatever it ends up being, product-based, whatever kind of business model it is, and loving doing the thing that you create the business around. But that is only one part of it. And really it's like 10, 20% of what actually needs to get done. And so that part is really alluring, but there's just so many other hats that you have to wear in business. And so, yeah, I kind of see myself as more of someone who just guides people to finding the ways that work best for them. I'm not going to tell every single person that I come into contact with, here's my 6 steps for success, and if you follow these to the letter, you're going to have a six-figure business in 6 months. You know, the stuff that we hear about so often. It's so much about, okay, where are your strengths? What are the things that you love to do? What feels just natural to you? And how do we get your work out in front of people, get you connecting with your people and creating that community in a way that is just so just honoring of your energy and your strengths? Because we kind of go, oh, I'm going to start a business. And sometimes we can forget all of the experience and all of the things that we did before that. And it literally myself only was 6 months ago or so that I went, oh my gosh, of course I talk to people about creating content online and repurposing their content. It's so much my entire backstory before I became a coach online. And yeah, sometimes we just forget those pieces.
Yeah. And I think what I just, like, I really love what you just said is, like, honoring who you are, because my word is authenticity, like being authentic. You know, you need to be you. And especially for people who don't want to be the visible, like, it's taken me a long time to be really comfortable, I guess, you know, doing the show, talking on stage, like all those different things. But when you show up as yourself, that really, for me, like, and I talk a lot about it, it really actually draws your ideal clients in more. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. In fact, like almost to the extreme of, you know, you'll see it's a bit flat out at the moment. There's like a baby Yoda on my couch, on my chair behind me. It's the things that are the quirky parts of who we are that intersect to create something that is so unique that really means that we're not competing with anyone when we're being our truest version of ourselves. And it is that melting pot of all of our experience, all of our skills, and all of the things that we love and are passionate about that come together that are just going to align with some people. You know, I think the more that we try to be really suiting everyone or saying something that we think is going to have a broad reach, it actually makes us blend in more and makes it harder for our actual dream people to find us, because it just, we kind of just fade into the crowd of the more broad that you are, the harder it actually is for people to really know who you are, but also know what your message is and whether they feel aligned to it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I've also found that, and this, you know, for me, working in corporate, I put on all these masks and labels because I wanted to pretend to be somebody else, but somebody who I thought that they needed me to be. No wonder why I was so exhausted at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh, why am I so tired? Whereas now I have like ample energy. And that's because you're being yourself. And I think that the biggest thing that we get lost in business, and especially starting out, is like you said, we try to follow other people. We try to go, oh, look at their graphics or look at what they're saying and all of that. But you want to be who you are, because the biggest thing that you can do is when someone meets you in person, you're the same as what you are online.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. The biggest compliment someone can give, I think, is when you meet them in real life and they go, oh my gosh, you're exactly what I expected you were going to be.
Yeah. And do you find that plays, like, it's such a topic that's just not talked about so much? Mm-hmm. Like when we're doing business, you know, coaching with people, you know, it's a, yes, okay, there's the strategy and all of that, but really showing up authentically, I feel like that needs to probably be one of the key things, is like, what's you? Who are you? Like, what are you bringing to the people? Because people buy from people. They're not necessarily going to buy from, yes, we do buy from brands, but most of the time we buy from people.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, you really hit on it when you said in corporate, that was just creating an identity or a set of identities that would fit into that framework there. And I bang on about this all the time, so I'll try not to get too much on my high
horse. No, please.
But I really think that, you know, for most of us who grew up in a traditional kind of Western school system, that we're conditioned from a really early age to fit into certain boxes, to make sure that we fit in and, you know, not worry about where our standing or our status is in the social hierarchy, because that's just what we've been taught to conform to. And I have this sort of interesting, I guess it's a bit of a contradiction, but I think for people who are more introverted and are more independent, there's kind of this, yes, we get swept up in other people's energy, and we can often find ourselves, you know, down a path that we look back and go 6 months later, how did I end up here? Because we've just been so heavily influenced by the energy of bigger energies and people around us. But I think also that as a strength, we're less worried about being on our own and doing our own thing. And so I see this as, I know it's so easy for so many people to be like, oh, I'm too introverted to speak on stage, or, oh, I couldn't do video interviews. I'd be too, you know, I'm too introverted. It's too much energy for me. And I think what it actually is yes, you can absolutely put your energy into, oh, I'm too introverted to do those things. Or when you're in your business and you're trying to find ways to make it work for you, you actually come back to, I'm going to keep showing up because I'm passionate about this work, about this message, this mission that I'm on, the values that I stand for in my business, regardless of if anyone is paying attention. And I'm just going to keep showing up because I am happy to be out here on my own, just doing my thing and trusting that the more that I show up, the more that I believe in the work that I do, the more that I'm authentic and genuine to who I am and what I stand for, and I speak about the things I care about, they're going to be the markers that are going to make someone who is aligned with that go, I need to know this person. I want to work with this person. I need to be in their orbit in some way. And on the other side, it's going to make people go, oh, that person's not for me. And what that actually does is it gives us permission and it gives us space and energy to stop worrying about the people that we're not for and really hone in and focus in on A, being all that we are, but also giving our energy to the people who just get that and just want to be around that kind of energy, that message, those values. So yeah, I think it's a really big deal and we should definitely talk about it more.
Yeah, I agree. I think the other key part to that message is that when you're showing up authentically yourself and really showing why you're in business and, you know, really like heart-centered, you know, as to why you're here, you're actually going to stay in business longer than what most other people are as well, because you're genuine, you know, like you're here because you're, yes, okay, we all want to make money, but your mission or your value is to help and serve other people.
Yeah, that being, you know, there's days where it's hard. There's days where it feels like a lot of work and sometimes we don't see the immediate return on that work. And so it has to be driven by something bigger than, oh, I want to quit my job. You know, that's obviously a huge starting point for so many people. I know for me, it was definitely an alternative to, oh, what if I didn't have to do this anymore, work 50, 60 hour weeks, and I could actually have my own thing. And so it's definitely a great starting point as a motivator, but in terms of sustainability, longevity in our business, it has to be driven by something more than money and status and follower numbers and subscribers. It has to be a deeper vision and mission that we're on, because it is really hard to get out of bed and get to work on those days where the metrics aren't adding up or the numbers, you know, the math ain't mathing, as they say on TikTok.
Exactly.
It's got to be a driven of like, hey, but I'm here for the mission. I'm here for the bigger calling that this work represents. And I'm going to show up every day in some capacity. It's not always the same high energy, high visibility every single day. That is definitely not sustainable. But when it's coming from a deeper place of purpose and passion and legacy, that is so much. You know, you can get lost a little bit from that, but as long as you're continuing to come back to that as your guiding light, that makes it so much easier than just following the money. Because when we're following the money, it is the quickest way to find ourselves following strategies or business models or selling things that we don't believe in and that we don't really care that much about. And as a result, the energy permeates through the people that we're in front of as well. And I think it's really hard to sustain that. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I've never had a business plan. Never no. had a business plan.
No.
And I'm like, everyone looks at me going, you're like, what? And I'm like, no, I don't, because I'm very intuitive and I believe that, you know, my big passion and purpose here is to help other people find and follow their passion. So I feel like I'm, you know, I'm guided, and I know that's a little woo-woo for some people and, you know, left field. But I generally do follow, because my ideal clients are the old version of me, of how I left corporate. So, you know, you sort of can relate. And I feel like most introverts, when they start their own business, and I think most coaches too, the old version of you is always going to be your ideal clients to start off with as well.
Yeah, one of my mentors, Julie Parker, she always used to say this, you teach what you most need to learn. And as I've gotten deeper into kind of energy work and learning more about that side of things as well, I definitely feel like the more that we show up in exactly like you said, that authenticity of the work that we're here to do, we're going to continue our growth, our transformation, our healing is going to continue to be activated by the people who come into our orbit. So sometimes that is a gnarly, uncomfortable feeling. Sometimes that is a really powerful reminder of how far we've come, or a little piece that we have maybe not given enough attention and energy to. And so, yeah, so often I hear myself saying things in sessions with clients that I realize afterwards, like, oh, that was for you today. You really needed to hear that. And that's why it came up in that space for sure.
Yeah, no, I feel like this is one of the reasons why I love doing a podcast. I literally feel like I get a coaching session for free. Yes. Like every single time I meet, like I talk to a client, I'm like, I listen back and I'm like, oh, I've got to write that down because that's what you need to do. So I totally understand where you're coming from. So what is next for you? Like you obviously you do your coaching and that, but if we talk like in the next 6 months and we get you back on the show, what are some of the amazing things that you're bringing to light?
Oh my goodness, there's so much happening at the moment. I think the last, so I kind of started my business many years ago and then did all of the things, followed all the rules, followed all the gurus and everything, and kind of completely burnt out in my business, walked away from it for 3 years. Helps my partner with one of his businesses. And, you know, just like as we were talking about in terms of the work that we're called to do, kept getting nudged back into it. And so when I came back, I was so determined that it was going to be more sustainable. It was going to be more aligned for me. It was going to be playing to my strengths and what it was that I loved about doing this work. Because being of service to people and supporting people through their transformation can look like a million different things. And so that was really an intention coming into back into it. And so as a result, like it definitely picked back up, which I'm so grateful for because of that alignment and really calling in the people who were ready to go. But it's also meant kind of 3 years of resetting everything, building those foundations, because I'm like you, super intuitive, had no systems, no, like nothing properly set up. So I've had to kind of go back and do all of that. So that's been the last few years. And then this year has been just so much about greater expansion. So I'm just about to start an incubator for people just purely around building out their gentle launch. So creating a launch process week by week over 3 months, that's actually just really, you know, spacious and joyful and not rushed and urgent and everything we think about when we think about launching a course or a program. So that's what I'm working on at the moment. That's kicking off very soon, the first round of that. And then my Emerge and Expand membership is a business membership that I created again, because when I was first starting out in my business, you go and you do your certifications and you do your courses and things, and then it finishes. And so often people go, oh my God, I don't know what to do now. I'll just do another certification, or I'll just sign up for this other course. And Emerge and Expand is just so much about actually implementing, putting things out, getting started, building those strong foundations so that we're not hopping from high-end course program certification to another and, you know, just prolonging putting our work out into the world. So it's really about actually launching and growing your business in your own gentle way. So it's a really beautiful community. I love it so much. So that's my next plans, I guess, and current plans.
I love it. And I think it is really so needed. You know, I look back, a couple of years ago when I first started the business, and just to find that like-minded people that get energy, who get, okay, well, you need to protect your energy, because it is hard work, yeah. And being online too, you are vulnerable to other people. So, and especially being like, if you're an introvert, I feel like I am an introvert, but, learning to be, that I've learned over the couple of years how to handle it all, but it does take a lot. So I am so grateful that there is somebody like you around that can help people and really support them in business. So thank you so much for doing what you do. I think it's just a beautiful process. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so lovely.
It's so nice. Well, I have just loved this interview with you. I really want to get you back on the show. And I think that, we can talk so much more about, protecting the energy and how we can, help support other people as well. So if you're up for that, I'd love to have you back on the show.
Sounds fantastic. I would love it. Thank you.
Fabulous. Well, I just want to thank Catherine for being here today. Thank you to all of our listeners. I'm going to pop all the details below of where you can reach out to her. So if you've got any questions, make sure you go and check her out, send her a message. And I just want to say thank you for everyone who has watched this episode. If you've liked it, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and follow us. And remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all.